And I got mad and said I was doing my work with good spirits, and you just wrecked them. And Mom yelled, "Well, do your math anyway, immediately." And I yelled, "Stop it." I felt like kicking her. I wanted to leave this stupid old place forever. I think I'm going to be a mental wreck if this keeps up. I wish I had a lock for my door. I wish school was out and this was over. 8 more weeks of all this. I'd like to swear, but I'd get in trouble. Kids need a place to vent their anger. Grown-ups don't understand that. They can run around stomping and yelling at kids and swearing and stuff, but we can't. We need something to yell at, especially parents. We have to have more than books. I'm going to give my kids an anger room or something.
The author of that journal entry was Megan Jackson. But it could be you.
The Author Is You, a Wisconsin School of the Air series about the process of writing creatively, is conducted this semester by children's author Jacqueline Jackson. To begin today's program, here's Ken Ost.
In our studio today, we have several stacks of identical books. Some are rather worn and used-looking. A few look fairly new. And behind each stack is a Jackson. Demi, Megan, Jill, and their mother, Jacqueline. Jackie, is this what is used for Me Best Thoughts?
Yes, and we might just mention what these journals look like. They're little red and black record books that you get in an office supply house. They cost anywhere from 75 cents to a dollar. And they have blank lined pages. And they look just like little books. They're bound like little books so that you don't lose your pages out of them. They're a permanent record book. When I was a kid, I was given diaries, and I found diaries were very hard to keep, and I would miss days, and I would feel guilty, and they weighted around my neck like an albatross, so that I've discouraged diaries with my children and other kids, but I've urged them to keep journals, because these are the sorts of things that I wish that I had kept when I was little, and that what little journal records I have from when I was small, I treasure very greatly. Diaries, journals where you write down the sorts of things that happen in a somewhat regular sort of fashion are really a valid sort of literature. There are all sorts of journals and diaries, some written by adults and some written by children. One of our favorite journals is by a little girl called Maggie Owen. Ken, maybe you could read the beginning of her journal when she's 12 years old.
And this goes back to January of 1908. This is me birthday. And I consider me new year begins this day instead of January 1st. This is January 24th.
She's a little Irish girl. That's why she says me instead of my.
Anyways, I was given this book for a present and a gold sovereign along with it. A prayer book also that I have too many of. I start this book this day and shall put down me best thoughts and all important things that happen to me, if any do, and what I learn at me lessons. I call it a yearbook instead of a diary because diary sounds like a running off of the bowels and is vulgar. Me name is Margaret Owen. A fine name would anyone call it me. Always they call me Maggie, Ann, or Peg. I don't know why Owen is called Ann. I think there's many a thing I'll have to find out.
Well, we've read and reread Maggie's authentic journal, and I think this might have had something to do with my own children starting to keep journals and keeping it up.
Well, there's an impressive number of record books, or journals, if you will, on the table here, as well as an impressive number of Jacksons. You've mentioned journals before, too, Jackie, and I'm curious now, how is a journal different from a diary? The diary is the common word for it, but maybe they're quite different. Maybe Demi could give me your idea of what's the difference between a journal and a diary.
Well, a diary, you just have a small space to write in every day. And usually, when you have it, you just feel obliged to write in it every day. And you say, well, it snowed out today, and I got an E on this exam or something. Mm-hmm. Whereas in a record book or a journal, there's just blank pages. And you don't only have to write, but you can draw pictures or poems or anything you want to do. And you don't have to write in it every day.
Is there a time idea, though? I mean, you make sure the dates are down. You want to keep the time
involved? I didn't at first, but lately I've been doing it some so that I can figure out which is going on, because sometimes I don't write things in order.
Demi, you have a passage there you showed me where you wrote in your journal the sorts of things that you could put in a journal. Would you read that to us?
Well, I just have it listed on the top of a page, things to do in a record book.
Oh.
Write things that happen, thoughts, feelings, ideas, make up stories or poems, copy poems that I like, observe other people and other things, list things that I hear, conversations, list of noises at one time, place, smells, feel of things, draw, copy things of interest, identifying trees, etc., list of things to do, play games, eat pages, anything at all. I need not be so narrow-minded.
Oh, I see. In other words, it's about anything at all, and not really, for example, an autobiography, where one thinks of an autobiography as being about oneself. You're not
right.
That concerned with yourself all the time. Mm-hmm. But Megan, how did you get started on the idea? From your older sister, or?
Well, like Demi is doing it, so I decided to do it too.
Do you have the same ideas about what to put in it? Maybe your ideas are a little different.
I do some of the same things. But Demi, I write in it when I'm mad and stuff like that.
Oh.
When I'm bored or tired or I don't have anything else to do.
Do you have any passage there you could read us when you're mad or bored or tired? Why don't you find us a spot?
I'm tired. I don't want to move and my eyes keep shutting. Everyone talks about weird things in this school, especially when you're hearing it half asleep.
So you find your record book something to do when things get dull at school.
Yeah.
One of the little ideas about a diary, which, as we have established, is different from a journal, is it's very, very, very private. In fact, some diaries, as I remember, have little locks on them and little keys and so on. Now, how do you feel about journals? Is this very private, or do you mind if other people look in it?
Well, I really don't mind that much. It's just that people really kind of think that they ought to be kept private, but so they don't look in it. But I really don't think I would mind that much.
Well, that's the important point, whether you think that should be, you know, private. How about Demi? How do you feel about that?
It sometimes depends on the person, because often I don't really remember whether I've written something about someone in it. And then they say, can I read it? And I'm there, well, did I write anything about you? If so, is it good or bad?
I find it that I've respected the privacy of the girls' journals, even though they're lying around all the time. Once in a while, I confess I have taken a quick peek, especially in getting ready for this program, because I wanted to use the girls' journals and have them use them, and yet I needed some sense of what they were doing in the journals. Occasionally, they have read us parts. I find a section that Demi wrote about diaries as compared to journals interesting, because we were out to dinner one night and met a man who had been working on old diaries and journals, say, of Civil War soldiers and early pioneers in the Wisconsin area. And at the same time, my father had been reading Boswell's journals, and these are diaries or journals of an Englishman which have been published up in volume after volume, and Boswell goes into considerable detail about himself and his life, and we got discussing journals. And Demi, you wrote something about that. I think the whole discussion started with you writing in your journal while waiting to be served at the table. And then we began discussing journals. Have you found that section?
The bit about Hazel?
The bit about Hazel's diaries?
Yeah. Grandma had just gone through 10 years of Hazel's diaries and had found absolutely nothing worth saving in them. It just said things like, went to Dogan's for dinner today. Cold and snowy. Great-grandma died today. It never showed any feelings or even said more than a sentence on anything that happened, so they just threw them out. I would bore myself silly if I kept something like that. What's the use of even writing it?
Mm-hmm. Now, do you reread your journals? That is to say, now, I suppose you do reread them the day or two after occasionally, but do you go back and reread the things that you've read, that you've written a year ago, or... Mm-hmm. I'm just curious.
Yeah, I have been reading some things, and...
Did it sound like you?
Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. And sometimes it gives you a new perspective on who you are.
Uh-huh.
That sometimes when you're just living everyday life, you only really think of yourself as things that are going on, and you forget other things that have happened, and just kind of forget pieces of you in a way.
I talked to my sister about diaries and journals once, and she said that she would destroy her diaries shortly after she'd written them, a year or two later, because when she got reading back over them, she would be so embarrassed at what she had been the year before, how dumb she was, how silly she was, what she was interested in. And so she would be so embarrassed at the Joanne of a year or 2 years before that she would rip them up and burn them or destroy them in some way.
I feel embarrassed, but I don't wreck them or anything.
You haven't wrecked yours, Megan and Demi, you haven't wrecked yours. How do you feel about looking back and seeing what you were a year ago or 2 years or 3 years ago?
Usually I kind of like looking back because it makes me realize that I was different then. And so if you're really bored, sometimes it's interesting to go back and find other things that have happened. And you find things that you were interested in that you've forgotten about, and things that you can do again.
Do you feel embarrassed when you see something that you think was sort of silly of you, or do you smile with compassion and say, little Demi thought that was important, and now I see that it really isn't very important, but it was to her at the time? Do you have those feelings?
I do both.
This is what I think Joanne lacked, that you need to have a respect for yourself, for what you were, to have some sort of perspective, to say, yes, I was younger there, but those were the concerns of a 9-year-old or of an 11-year-old. And now that I'm 13, I shouldn't despise what I was interested in or the sorts of things that I wrote when I was 9 or 11.
It's even worse when it's closer. Like if you look at something that you wrote last year, it's really more embarrassing than something that you wrote when you were 9.
That's because you have more perspective on it.
And I kind of think of that because I think part of me writing this is so that I'll remember what it's like to be young when I'm 90 years old or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is what I wish I had done. I was busy writing stories of the far away and the romantic, and instead of writing down what I was like at 10 or 11 or 12 or the things that I thought were important. And so all those sort of feelings are lost to me except through memory. And to have some authentic comments from that age, a voice of my 10-year-old past speaking out to me, this is what I would like to have had. And Demi's comment about looking back, that you see what you were in your everyday life, I think that the past is apt to get a sort of a smoothness to it. No ups and downs. You look back and it all sort of merges as looking along a long road. And yet, if you have your journal, you realize that it was richly punctuated, that you were mad at your sister, or that you had this delicate thought, or that life had its ups and downs, and its ridges and its valleys, and that really that everyday life was pretty exciting, even in its dullness, even in Megan writing about her boredom. I'd like the kids at this point to just read here and there a passage. We've picked some out that sort of show different feelings and different events. Megan, have you got one there?
We're going up to Madison, Daddy, Mom, and me. All of a sudden, it's snowing. There are black, smoky clouds racing along into the disapproving eye of the sedate, white, puffy clouds. It's like the way old people act to hippies.
The crows were in the cemetery again today. My bus must have come early because I started out in plenty of time, and I had just crossed the road. When the bus turned the corner, I lay down in the snow so they wouldn't see and wait for me. The snow was very damp and wet. I feel dumb running such a distance while the people on the bus watch me. I reminded myself of a rabbit crouching stilly till the danger passed. Last time I just stood motionless and they thought they saw someone and waited a while. I'm a bit larger than a rabbit.
When she read me that passage, I realized that some of those mornings I drove her to school when she missed her bus, I needn't have. That it was just that she was embarrassed about running to catch the bus. But I felt that as a kid. I felt excruciatingly embarrassed to have to run to the school bus. And I remember as a kindergartner walking along, swinging my belt, trying to appear very nonchalant and not speeding up at all. And then when I would get to the school bus, the driver would chew me out. You know, why didn't you run?
I think we all feel that way. In fact, I think the embarrassment is directly proportional to the capacity of the bus. That is how many kids are on the bus. If it's empty, why? Mm-hmm. I don't think we feel too
and
bad
how late
about it.
You are. Megan, what else have you got there?
Well, Mom wanted me to read this.
Go ahead.
Some people care. Some people think they care. Some people want to care. Some people don't care. And some people don't care if they care.
What context did you write that in? Was that just something you were thinking about and you decided to put it in your record book so you'd have it?
It just came to me.
I know this has happened in your record books, that every now and then you'll write in a poem. Demi, you wrote down a poem of Megan's in your record book once, and maybe if you could find that in a minute. Why? Is that it, the one about smoke?
Yes,
read us Megan's poem about smoke, which happens to be in your record book.
She wrote this for me because I told her to write something. Smoke is nice. It comes out in a stream and spreads out in single lines until it is completely spread, like a drop of paint in a glass of water. And a single breath disturbs the perfect film into many.
That's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
That was watching incense.
Watching incense?
In the tent.
In the tent.
Occasionally, when you sit down to write in your journal, do you suddenly realize it's been a long, long time since you put anything in it? Does that happen occasionally?
More than occasionally. Sometimes I found that I have lapses of longer than a month. And sometimes I feel guilty about not writing. And then I think, well, I'm not really writing because I have to write anyway. And so I just shouldn't feel guilty, but sometimes I do anyway.
What is usually the reason for the lapses, the long lapses? Yeah. Do you have any idea?
Sometimes a lot of things happen. Mm-hmm. And sometimes once you get behind, you feel as though you keep remembering these things that you want to put down, but you never get them put down. And so you're afraid to begin new things because you don't want to forget the old things. And so after a while, they all pile up and you just have to forget all of them and begin fresh.
Start anew, huh?
Because there's so many things that you miss and can't write about anyway.
What type of thing can't you write about?
Sometimes it's very hard to write about feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're in with a lot of people, it's very hard to describe circumstances with lots of people in them. Because you kind of have to describe each person, and there's so much that you have to know by sight and feel that it takes so long to describe that it'll probably...
Also, don't you find that when you're actively engaged in something, it's sort of hard to step aside and write about it? And if you have a period, say, of several weeks where you're being very much involved with people and activities without much time for writing and reflection. In talking ahead of time, Demi said she thought that only her middling feelings got in her journal because at times of great excitement or strong feelings, she wasn't writing in her journal. But then we began looking and discovered that there were, you know, plenty of occasions where she remembered those feelings well enough to get them in.
Megan, do your middling feelings ever get in your journal, or is it just the peaks and the valleys?
Sometimes I just sit there writing when I'm lonely or something, when I'm out on the lake in the canoe.
I have a lot of things in the canoe, too. They all begin. All these motorboats are trying to tip me over.
A couple of years ago, Demi was asked to write a diary in a social studies class of a child coming west. This was one of the assignments. And I think that Demi's journal of this girl coming from Ohio to Wisconsin was much more vivid than the other kids in the class, because she had been keeping her own journal and she knew the sorts of little details to put in something like that.
I really enjoyed doing it. I used it with a fountain pen and I made blots on purpose all over the place, and when she was riding in the wagon I made sure that the lines were all bumpy and scratched and hard to read.
Really authentic.
I would suggest to all kids in a classroom or otherwise that it's a rewarding sort of thing to keep these journals if you don't feel guilty about them, and that they can be used in all sorts of ways. They will sharpen up, for instance, your observation. You will put in the little things that you notice and the little feelings that you have.
All right, Jackie, that sounds worth a try. If you authors have fun with journals, let us know, won't you?
This has been a program in the creative writing series, The Author Is You, conducted this semester by children's author Jacqueline Jackson. Your reader is Ken Ost. This is the Wisconsin School of the Air.